Yo, it's Frankie Jag here from Sensibly Cynical. I left Sean out in the water. He ain't even here anymore. It's awesome. I'm just kidding. He's here.
No, I'm here, asshole.
Yeah, I can only wish. But anyway, so today we're talking about something real interesting. I think a lot of people think about it, but they don't talk about it. It's personalities. Now, a lot of people talk about this whole everyone's big, you go on dating sites, everything. Everyone's always talking about Myers-Briggs. The Myers-Briggs in 16
oh,
different
yeah,
personalities.
I heard about that.
That's bullshit, because I don't know. I dated girls with more than 16 personalities. I don't know about you.
No, man. Hey, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, everyone's really thinking about this, and you know, whether you're, you know, you're outgoing or you're, you know.
So hold on, Frank. So what are we gonna talk about
yourself
today?
So today we're talking about how people, you know, a lot of times when they're thinking about careers and stuff, they're thinking about how what makes money, what's in demand, what can we do?
Yeah.
What should I do? What would make my parents happy? What would make my family happy? What would make my friends like me more? People think about all these crazy things. What they don't talk about is their personality and their ability to fit into a job based on their personality. So you think about it.
So, for example, I'm too emotional. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you could be, I guess, a teacher or something, or like
Well, I'm actually going to go into teaching, so that's a good
you.
Setup.
Look
good,
at
good
you.
Good setup.
Heck you. You should go into teaching or something. Something where you're really compassionate, like a nonprofit or something, or...
Yeah, that's what I'm leaning towards, actually. So you make a good point. I mean, people that are caring should explore those type of roles. And if you're a hard ass like you...
I've never said I'm a hard ass.
No, I just said it.
I just said I'm a little, you know, not maybe emotional. So for my personality, it'd probably be better for me to be in a blue-collar job, like
sales.
A groundskeeper. Nope, not sales. Because I really, you know, I'm not that personable. I'm more of a kind of... I probably should be like either a groundskeeper or like... Or shoveling blacktop or something,
so
or
wait,
driving
Frank.
A dump truck.
Mm-hmm. So wait, Frank, I have a question for you.
Not much of the white-collared personality.
To get serious for a second, do you recommend people going online for those personality tests? You know, there's free sites, and there's these tests that you can just, anyone can find online. Do you recommend those?
I think, you know...
Because it'll give you professions recommended based on your results.
Right. And, you know, to be honest with you, though... If you need to take a personality test to find out what your personality is like, you got problems.
Oh, so you don't agree with... I disagree.
Stupid.
I think some of those can be useful.
I think if you don't know what your freaking personality is, whether you're a
no.
nice person, whether you're an angry person, whether you're more,
no,
whether you're more
is, Frank,
direct, whether you're more reverse, passive, if you need a goddamn test to tell you that, then I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I disagree because...
How do you wake up and not... How do you go to bed and, you know, not suffocate yourself with a pillow if you need a test to tell you your personality?
No, I disagree with you because sometimes it helps to know professions to, like, to look for, like, on Indeed and stuff for job availability to narrow your search. It helps narrow your search.
I guess it could really help people, but I think it's very interesting. It's very, you know, people need to make more
Not
more
everyone's
conscious.
A brilliant like you, Frank. Not everyone.
Yeah,
you
know. It's really made life harder when there's so many stupid people. So basically what you have to do is, you know, if you're, you know, real passive,
right.
you know, you want a lot of breaks, you probably should do a white-collar job. If you're really aggressive, I mean, sometimes if you're aggressive and personable, sales would be great for you. Especially because that's income based on performance, right?
Yeah, so let's give some...
If you're miserable, and you know, not miserable, but you don't want to be around people, you want to stay to yourself,
right.
And you don't really want any type of personality, your personality to affect anything you do whatsoever, you know, maybe manual labor is more for you. So
right.
I think people, it's more very important that people pay attention to that, you know, and
you've
got a lot of people that, you know, are crybabies that go into manual labor and, you know... They hold their team back.
Well, some of those people just go based on, you know, work ethic and don't get the education needed.
Yeah, but some people, you know, they go into these
they
jobs
think,
that...
They think those are their best strengths.
You get these jobs that people, they go into work ethic. That people
construction.
They, and they don't have any. They don't have any. They want to go sit under the tree in the shade while everyone else is working, you know. And you know, I once worked with a guy.
Yeah.
And it was a blue-collar job, you know, real groundskeeping job. And we're shoveling, and people were pointing out that he was working, right?
Right.
And I go, why the hell does everyone drive by and say, hey, he's working, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, people don't really like to see me work. I go, what do you mean they don't like to see you work? He goes, well, I don't really work very hard.
Yeah.
But he was in that blue-collar job, you know, and that's the thing,
so let's... Let's get this straight. We recommend everybody to go to school and get a degree, right?
No,
and then
not at all.
You don't recommend
no,
that?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, I recommend everyone going to school.
The thing about college nowadays is college...
It's free. They let basically pushing people to go to community college in some states.
Yes, in some states, like New York, you can go to college for free, and you have to stay there for 4 years.
Right.
You can't leave the
state. No, I know. There's some but, communities that, you know, let you go to school for free, and they help, as a community, pay for tuition. And, you know, of course, everyone knows about, you know, you can get financial aid. And
college isn't for everybody. You got a lot of people that went to college, right, didn't like it.
Or got a degree that they haven't put to use.
They can't like put me, it to use, right? Like me. You got, you know, when you go to college, everyone's going to college. So you have to do things that, you know, make yourself different. Some people don't have the effort to, you know, keep getting those internships and all those other things. You know,
and what, some people go through personal hardships that they just can't, right, afford it, you know.
There's a lot of people that are, well, internships, usually they don't, you don't have to pay for.
No, but, no, I'm talking about hardships. Like,
you're talking about actually paying for college in general.
Right, like, well, having family issues that they can't go.
Right, well,
you know,
people, you got to understand that that's not the end of the game. And so, a lot of people go back, you know, colleges are extremely liberal.
Yeah.
Extremely liberal. So there's a lot of people that can't really, you know, they can't really navigate well through college.
No, I agree.
Because they have a hard time with the personality.
They,
because
and personality, they can't.
If your personality.
They can't focus enough, right, too.
Well, also, yeah, if your personality isn't well, you know, isn't for the environment that you're in, you mm-hmm. create that glass ceiling. So right. I think, you know, and what's been very successful for a lot of people I know, a lot more successful than people that go to college, are trade schools. Trade schools.
No, that's a good point. Trade schools are specialized good. Programs.
Oh, absolutely.
Like massage therapy, you know, and positions like that where you just basically take like a month or so course and you get a state exam.
Well, that and, you know,
you know.
And, you know, plumbing, electrical. There's a lot of good
shit
jobs
you can do online, you know.
And that, you know, those skills are good because some people that don't go to any school, and they exceed over the people that did go to school.
No, you make a good point there.
And because their personalities fit the environment.
Right.
See, I just read a book about how to talk to anybody, 92 tips on how to talk to anybody. And I got to tell you, you know, you learn that if your personality doesn't fit your environment,
right,
it really sits you in a glass ceiling. It's kind of reminds me of Scientology, you know, you got to have the perfect personality, blah, blah, right, blah, blah. But it's really like it's about that, you know. I mean, if you're too friendly and you're in a real hard working job,
mm-hmm.
you're not gonna get anywhere. If you're in a low key, you know, very laid back kind of computer job, if you got to be more friendly to get places. You know, hard work doesn't work as well as it would in hard working jobs.
I beg to differ because some of those jobs are deadline. You know, you gotta work hard to make deadlines.
Yeah, but stress.
I was in a job like that where I had to make a deadline for stuff.
I think that's fun.
Huh?
I think being challenged like that is fun, though.
Yeah, but I'm not just saying. I'm saying that I beg to differ. It takes a lot of hard work.
It takes not real hard work. It takes like
it's a mental.
Yeah,
game.
It takes.
It's not physical.
Yeah,
it takes different.
It takes weak people hard work, but not real hard work. You know what I mean?
It's not physically demanding.
No,
but it's mentally demanding.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm just trying to play the listener that is yelling at you right now that you're wrong. You know.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
That's okay.
No, you're probably right.
I'm just saying. You know, and that's the thing, too, about moving places. If you ever move anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived in, you know, upstate New York. I've lived in Washington.
Right.
Well, just out in Northern Virginia, just outside of Washington.
Yeah.
D.C. Now I live here in Pensacola. And you realize that where you live in your personality really
right.
affects you, too.
There's some places. You make good points.
There's some places you could live. Your personality really fits the people around the people around you, and you know, you could have a lot of friends, you could this, that, and then you can go to a place where, you know, the culture, your personality doesn't really fit the culture, and it really can set you back. And now you're sitting there, and you're kind of, everything you do is kind of wrong, you know. Recognizing your personality and adjusting where you live to it. I'm a pretty conservative Trump supporter.
Well, yeah, by the way, this is the 38th episode, so I'm sure they knew right away on, like, episode 3 that you were a Trump supporter.
Okay, right? Well, how do you think being me would fare in living in San Francisco?
Considering California is the state that put Clinton on the popular vote over the top, not very good.
I don't think so. You know, people that have actually gone to California and come back to see me, I'm like, oh, I want to check out a
like.
I've literally had people say, Frank, don't ever go to California. You won't fit in.
Well, right. Because, because of course, California was the last state. Real quick, California was the last state tallied, you know, in the election.
I know.
And literally, like, after it was already Trump set, like, the news just sat and watched, like, 3 million votes come in for Clinton, and it was too late. So, yeah, I don't know if you'd fit in well. Except for with hanging out with Don, right?
I'm just saying.
Oh,
you know,
gosh. Hey, Don, what's up?
Anyways. I'm just saying, you know, California probably wouldn't fit in. Texas, though, I probably fit in a little bit better. It's just, you know, and you know, especially me at a younger age, I never really thought about, you know, living in a place. I thought, you know, you just move to a place, or you just get a job, right, and you make it work for you. You make it your own. Sometimes, though, you got to be, you know, when you get older,
independent,
you know. Sometimes when you get older, you realize it's about adjusting to a culture. A company culture, an environment culture.
So I got a question for you. So how do you, like, let's say you have a nice job, you know, based income, or, you know, either it's physical labor or it's, you know, or it's behind a desk. How much of that do you gauge to say if your employer wants you to move? Like, what do you suggest you weigh there? Is it financial? That, you know, it depends on if you're married or.
Yeah, there's a lot of things, you know? I'm sure. I mean, if you're married, if you have kids, or if you just fit in someplace and you don't think you'll fit in the other place. I know a lot of people that put a lot of effort in making money.
Right.
And I gotta tell you, money's not everything. Money can't bring you happiness.
I think location has something to do with it too. Are you gonna be happy? Absolutely. Is there family nearby? Absolutely.
And
when are you gonna see them?
You know? Exactly. And peace of mind, you know, that can go almost as far as money. I mean, you could always get a new job. As long as they print money, there's always a way to get some money. It's not money, you know, money's not important. You gotta be happy. You have to have peace of mind.
Well, let's get back to personality. I'm going to give you type of jobs, okay? And you tell me the type of person that you think would be good. Let's see, what about someone who's like a police officer?
I think that
position's really in the news, you know. And
well, the thing about police officers are, you know, to be a good police officer, not a dirty cop, obviously.
No.
But to be a good cop, I think you have to have a strong moral compass.
Yeah,
I agree. You also can't really get emotional about anything because police officers have the unfortunate of seeing people at their worst. And so
they do a lot of good, too.
Yeah, but they see people at their worst, so they need to cut that emotional thing.
Right.
That emotion out. Granted, you want to have a type of customer service type of attitude because you want to be around people, but you want to know to cut it real quick to, I'm going to kick your motherfucking ass.
Right.
Because the customer service in certain situations goes right out the door real quick.
Right. No, I agree. Now, what about a outdoor salesman? We'll do the comparison there.
A door-to-door salesman. I actually did that before.
Like 100% commission-based.
I actually did that before.
Those need to be hard asses.
No. You need to be very flamboyant, very friendly. But you also got you see a lot of things with successful salesmen is they don't quit. Not, I wouldn't say quit. I mean, like, if it had to do with something like sex, they'd probably get charged a lot. They push the button. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. I mean, the fact of the matter is, they make a lot more money than people that are guaranteed salaries.
Sometimes you know, they starve.
Some of them can bank.
It's all about having a very flamboyant and good personality,
right,
but also having that work ethic.
Right.
So, but if you don't have a good personality, you're not selling anything to anybody.
Okay. What other jobs do you think that you want to talk about? Like, do you recommend for people that are laid back? What are the jobs that if you're laid back that you can excel at?
Office jobs, most likely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Customer service jobs.
Right. See, I did stuff like that, you know, and unfortunately it fell through, but I would agree with that sentiment, you know, that if you're good under pressure, then that goes a long way with, you know, let's say your company ships something a day or two late. Well, if you're hard-assed to this company, they're going to say screw you and end the contract. But if you're, you know, calm.
Money speaks.
You know.
It depends how much your contract
but
is.
Also being treated well. Be like, oh, yeah, they were day late, but he was really nice.
Yeah,
and
I never understood that, but I'm told that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's how you don't want to give someone benefit of the doubt that is a straight-up dick to you. You know,
yeah, I mean,
if you're nice and if you, because I had a real quick, Frank, when I worked at this company that we sold power, you know, like pumps and stuff. Okay. And we had this huge contract, like huge, that would be like two or three years deep, that over like 100-something items that it's just a contract. You know, you just keep going, you're getting stuff from overseas, pushing it out the door. And there was this company that had like really customer service that was questionable at best, and then we didn't like that company. But then we were frustrated, even though it was the same time frame as a company that was good customer service. We were more, you know what I'm saying? Like, we were more liable to continue business.
Right. Two things I had
with someone that was positive.
they have the similar product. Yeah, yeah,
like, I'm sorry for the delay. Can I pay for shipping? Or, you know, that's an example. Or can we do anything to help you rather than the person that said that sends the expedited sheet and says, oh, yeah, sorry, 3 months, and that's it, rather than doing their best to expedite it.
Right. Well, cable companies usually have formal customer service.
Yeah.
Verizon has
customer service. You see what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
Personality and jobs and stuff.
I don't understand these people that date people.
Right.
There are nothing compatible to them. I never understood that. People want...
Why do you think eHarmony and Match work so well? Because it does that for you.
Yeah, but...
And and of course, you know, but what are you getting at, Frank?
Sometimes you see these people, and they're always, you know, it's funny because people always date people and they'll be like, well, I don't know why they want this and this and why they don't pay enough attention or this to me or this or that. And you're like, right. Well, let's look at their habits and their personality.
Sure.
Do they ever show any interest of wanting to do what you are surprised they don't want to do? So why are you with someone that you will never ever get along with?
Right. You should know better going into the situation. That's similar with the job.
Well, you should just do your research. And it goes back to personalities that don't fit though.
No,
when personalities don't fit, it makes life a lot harder.
Yeah, because those are the type of people that end up getting fired are the ones that don't perform because they're not compatible to begin with. Sometimes that happens where you just take a job for the money and you don't really think about how your personality fits with the job. You just accept it because it's a paycheck. Most of those don't work out because they're not compatible, and you know they're not, and the employer's not stupid.
Right.
You know, they know that you're just doing it for, and if you don't work out, they'll have a quick hook rather than if your performance is low, but you also show potential, then, you know, it goes back to what I was saying is it depends on how you approach stuff.
Right. And that, you know, there's something to be said about team compatibility.
Yeah.
That's why you see so many companies having team building exercises. That's why you see.
Right. That's a good point.
That's another thing. After, you know, sometimes after you get past the decision maker in an interview, sometimes they set up a peer interviews with people of the team to make sure that they like you.
Right. That's a good point.
Well, let's talk about how not having the right personality can hurt you.
Okay.
So, say you're someone that's not very caring, or say you're a person that you're working for a boss who has a very flamboyant attitude or something, and you're not flamboyant. That can actually set up a glass ceiling for you. You could be a good and performing employee.
No, that's a good
point.
But
your personality can actually set a glass ceiling for you. And that can happen in a company where it's very labor intensive.
Right.
If you have a very hard-ass boss, and you're very flamboyant, you always want to talk, you always want to dance, that sets up a glass ceiling for you to go farther too. So, I mean, I can't stress enough, people need, before they do something, they really have to think about their personality.
Yeah, but sometimes
how it's going to affect them.
I'll play devil's
advocate. It can affect you in dating, it can affect you in moving, living somewhere, it can affect you in your job. It's really important to take your personality.
Oh, yeah. Because
too many people, unfortunately, when they don't have a personality that...
like yours, Frank?
That fits the people around them.
Right.
Why am I not compatible? What did I do wrong?
When it's
and a lot of times it's not them.
Not their fault. Yeah.
A lot of times it's not them. It's just the environment. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could fight to make your personality what is acceptable, but all it's going to do is make you miserable and everybody else miserable.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes there's something to say. People always stress hard work and work at it. Sometimes it's economical to just abandon the situation and go to a situation that's more compatible for you so that you can succeed with a lot less heartache.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about real quick what you were saying earlier. Sometimes if you have an outgoing person that likes to talk a lot during the job, that may set their potential back because they're distracting others from doing their job. Like the boss may be like, hey, he's good, but he also gets our people off task. That could tip the scale not in their favor when it comes to like, looking at the bottom line and, you know, who's making enough salary and, you know, when's it time to cut?
Sometimes that works. Sometimes, you know, that's an issue. You know, when layoffs come on, the lazy guy usually is first out or first in, first out, whatever they want to say.
Or the guy that distracts.
Yeah, the guy that distracts. But the thing about it is sometimes that talking and not being a great worker actually works to someone's benefit in an environment where being friendly with your coworkers is important. Sometimes it actually works. They could be a worse worker, but more enjoy to be around, and that gets them the promotion.
I like your examples, you know, and what about someone that works kind of by himself from like home.
That's, you know, you find a lot of introverts doing that.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes with introverts, I've never been a big fan of
people working from home.
Working from home, I couldn't do it because I like to go see people. And the thing about people sometimes when they work from home is
right.
They don't have to leave for work.
So sometimes
they just stop leaving.
Mm-hmm. No, you make a good point there. Sometimes the distractions, I don't know from experience, but I assume that that's maybe one of the issues is you may be liable to set dates back.
Well, you know, when you work from home, obviously you have to log in too.
Right. So
from time to time, you have to be logged in.
And there's a timestamp. And
yeah. But the effect on someone's personality, though, is if they don't, not the kind of person that likes to be active,
right,
it can hurt them. Because now they don't want to leave the house. They don't have to leave the house. And
no, yeah, you're right, 100%.
That could snowball into more issues. Mm-hmm.
All right, so is there another job that you want to talk about today or
a
personality that we haven't touched on?
We can get to our cynical and cynical thoughts.
Okay, you want me to go first?
Sure, yeah, so I can correct you and do mine.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go sensible. I think that this discussion we had today is, you know, very unnecessary for some people because, you know, some people don't think too much about personality and just think about what makes rent easier, what provides for me and my girlfriend or whatever. That's just an example, me and my significant other. And people should, and I'm going to disagree with you. I think personality tests online can do a lot for somebody. Like I mentioned earlier, it gives some of them gives examples of how to proceed in getting a job, like unemployed people. They can be beneficial to helping unemployed people. So that's my sensible thought, is I actually recommend to take those tests online. The free ones, of course.
Right.
So that's my thought for the episode.
All right. Well, my thought would be sensible too. Life's too short and too hard.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
To make it harder. You know, you got to really do your... I think it's very valuable to do your due diligence to make sure that what you do does fit your personality. Because life is short. Life is hard. There's no reason to make it harder on yourself. No point in all to make it harder on yourself. Make it as easy as you can and make sure you're compatible with what you're doing from a personality standpoint. No one wants to come home and be miserable. Go to work and be miserable.
No, I agree.
Come home
and take it out on
whoever's home. Their girlfriend, their wife, their husband, their kids. No one wants to be that person that takes their anger out on the people they love.
Right. No one
wants to be miserable all day at work. No one wants to be miserable in general. So, to my thought, is just life is too short. Don't make something that's already not easy harder on yourself. That's my thought.
Subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. And that's it, Frank.
Peace out.